Here's Brooklyn.
Thank you very much, Dr. Dan. I'm Brooklyn, here live in Studio 2A on 91.3 KXCI. I am here with the debut performance from Silver Bell. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we're going to go ahead and start it off with a set. So take it away, guys. 91.3 KXCI Tucson, Real People, Real Radio. I am joined live in Studio 2A with Silverbell. That sounded fantastic.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, absolutely. Why don't we go ahead and start it off by, I think you all have mics. Just go around and introduce yourselves and what you play.
I'm Jason Steed. I play the bass.
I'm Allie Anderson, and I play the drums.
Gene Rooley, and I play the guitar.
And I'm Betsy. I sing and play the guitar.
And you have a special guest in studio with you, the band mascot, I was informed.
Yeah, that's Stella Ray, my daughter.
If you want to say hi in the microphone, you can, if you want to lean over.
Yeah.
Hi.
That's Jason's daughter.
Awesome. Well, how did you guys all come together? Now, you three have been involved in a couple other band projects in Tucson. And Betsy, you've done solo stuff, and you moved here a few years ago, right?
I moved here probably about a little over three years ago.
Cool.
Yep, from New Jersey. Did some solo stuff, found Gene Rooley. He started playing with me, and we decided we wanted to record at some point, so we had put a little word out that we wanted a bass player, and Jason replied, and we sat down and played together, the three of us initially, and I think after that we just kind of looked at each other, and then we decided we needed a drummer.
And said, this works. This is working.
It's definitely working.
Yeah, so yeah. Then we got Alan, and
great.
We've been playing for a few months live, so.
Yeah, you guys, did you start off with Club Crawl in April? Is that what I heard? Or had you been playing live before that?
Was that our first show?
No, the first show was at Congress outside.
Okay.
It was like a week or two before then, I think, something like that.
Okay.
So, yeah.
A little patio show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
It was actually really cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we've only been playing live for a couple months, so.
Yeah, about a half a dozen shows, I guess. Yeah.
And have you guys started recording yet together, or at least writing yet together?
Little bit. Hoping to do a lot more of that.
Yeah.
Recording, I think we're waiting for the songs to be just the right, you know, just right that we record them, instead of like not old enough and then on the other side, like old. You know what I mean? They have to be just right.
Yeah. Just the perfect ripeness.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Before
you want to pick it too early or let it stay on there too late. So.
Exactly. Because we're still coming up with little arrangement things, you know, but like I know there's like, you know, just a little bit difference between like having it just perfectly ripe and then, you know.
So what do you more want? Like, is there a certain, with doing your writing right now, is there a sort of theme that you're going with right now with what you're writing, or is it just the sound that you're looking for to gel first?
Most of these songs are songs that I was playing out for a long time, actually back in New Jersey, and then brought them back to life here.
Yeah.
And there's a few things that are newer that I did actually write here, but these guys have added so much to it. I cannot even express that enough. So
it's basically band arrangements of stuff she was doing solo acoustic. So
I love that, though. I love when you're able to expand on and bring in other creative influences and something that you already have kind of put together. So
yeah, I'm very lucky.
Yes, you are.
So what brought you to Tucson then from New Jersey?
I'm actually originally from Phoenix.
Okay.
And my day job kind of took me on some traveling adventures back towards the East Coast. And I spent about 8 years out there and then decided it was time to come closer to home.
Had you always been writing and playing, like even out in Phoenix, or did that sort of start in Jersey and you brought it back with you?
It started just before I moved to New Jersey,
during
Tempe and Long Wong's days on Mill and the Gin Blossoms. And a group of friends of mine gave me a guitar as a present, and I took it to New Jersey with me, and I came back, and here I am.
That's great. So when did you move to New Jersey then? Like, when did that all start?
2000.
Okay.
Yep.
Wow, you sound great for picking it up in 2000. That's amazing.
Thanks.
She's been singing for a while.
Yeah.
The guitar playing and the songwriting, I think, is a newer thing. But
yeah. Yeah.
But she is
building on
a little bit of a musical theater background.
Tattletale.
Yeah. She loves show tunes.
I expect a live performance of something from Gypsy later on. No.
I think at one point she was Annie.
Oh, yeah.
This is getting better by the minute.
All right. Well, why don't we hear another set from you guys, and then we'll come back and chat. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to 91.3 KXCI. We are live in Studio 2A with Silverbell.
We'll be right back. you home.
Just my disappear for good.
You're tuning in to 91.3 KXCI Tucson, Real People, Real Radio. My name is Brooklyn, and I am live in Studio 2A with Silver Bell. That song rocked. Nice work on the drums at the end of that.
It's not even the whole
great
setup.
Stuff.
So I know not all of you, I mean, I guess, correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm kind of categorizing the music as kind of like alt country sound. Would you agree with that?
We've been hearing that a lot.
I mean, I guess no musician really wants to categorize their music.
Yeah,
but
no one wants to be pigeonholed. So
it's true.
Sometimes it's fun to throw in stuff that would make like a alt-country person, a purist alt-country person, which sounds funny, but
right.
A purist alt-country
really
person kind of
yeah.
kind of get mad at you, you know? That's I don't like to be pigeonholed, so.
Well, but I guess my point is the sound that you guys are playing now is a bit different from stuff that you guys have been playing before and like other bands you've been in. I mean, you're taking pieces of what you've done before and bringing it to this, you know, to Silver Bell, but I guess with your past experience in different bands, what have you brought to Silver Bell and how has it been
it's probably growing for you, challenging? It's probably closest to my band, Creosote. I mean,
right.
It's probably closer to the kind of stuff I was doing there. I don't know. Betsy's songs kind of, you know, I think for some reason we're all just kind of falling into place with them, you know?
Yeah.
It's just happening the way it's happening, and whether it's alt country or it's, you know,
I
rock and roll, you know, whatever.
It's kind of that desert thing, you know? I mean, it's, you know, but at the same time, she's, you know, she's got some stuff that she writes country-ish, but then there's like that last song we just played where
right.
it's got a really hard rock edge. And I think a lot of that, not only her writing, but a lot of that comes from Gene. I mean, Gene
mm-hmm.
really, like, you know, boosted that song with like his crazy guitar playing. So,
yeah. Yeah, there's a little bit of everything that we've done in our past for sure, you know.
Yeah, I think it all springs from the songs, and we don't think about it. It's just you know, kind of
happens comes out that way.
Yeah. Yeah,
we're
best not to think about it. Yeah.
We're not thinking about the past anymore.
No.
Futuring
totally
ahead.
The future.
We can't do anything about the past.
The future is now.
Just leave it lay.
So did you come to the band like wanting to... Well, it sounds like you all came together just because you played well together. I mean, it was just... You meshed and it worked. You didn't come to create a certain sound or a certain vision. It just kind of happened.
Yeah, I didn't. I mean, when I joined, I didn't know what to expect. I wasn't sure. I said, "Yeah, I'll come hang out and see what happens." And we sat in Gene's, you know, living room and just played. And I, you know, it was pretty quick. I mean, pretty quickly, I was like, "Oh, there's definitely, you know, there's something here for sure." And then,
oh yeah,
it just kind of took off.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I don't think. I know Betsy. Well, I'm speaking for you, but I don't think she has any particular sound in mind when she's.
Yeah.
Writing a song, you know, so she just writes it and we're just, you know, filling it out, you know, and we're not really thinking about it. So
I wasn't sure at all how it would be received, so I was nervous the first time that Jason came down or Alan came down, but
I was hooked from the get-go. I mean, I think she's got a phenomenal voice, and you know, she writes good tunes, and you know, whatever you want to call it, quote unquote, the all-star lineup. I mean, I don't know.
We did not say that.
I know we didn't say
we
that.
We don't want to call it that,
Alan. I'm actually joking. I'm not. I don't know who came up with that. But you know, it's. I mean, I love playing with Gene. I played with Gene with the Zsa-Zsas for a couple of years. And every once in a while, I got up on stage with Jason, you know. But, you know, now that Jason and I are actually in a band together and I've been with Gene for a while, I think it's really cool.
And Jason and I play in the Zsa-Zsas together, too. So,
yeah.
That's kind of like...
It's all incestuous.
Everyone ends up
way,
there.
I guess.
Yeah,
it's
at some point.
Yeah.
And I'm having a great time.
Yeah.
Really fun.
It sounds like it.
Really fun.
This is not as funny as the Zsa-Zsas.
Yet. It's not meant to be. Not yet.
Yet.
We're
working on that.
Give it
part.
Some time.
So do you guys have any shows that are coming up here soon people can check out?
We do. I think the next one will be at Plush on, I want to say it's a Friday, July 2nd. I think that's going to be with Four Killer Flats and Greyhound Soul.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Be a good show.
Yeah.
And is there a, you guys have, you have a MySpace, no, the Facebook page. that people can go to listen more and hear about shows and stuff?
Yeah, we don't have a MySpace yet.
Okay.
On Facebook, there is something that we are attempting to put together.
Yeah, Silver it's just Bell. Sort of a fan page where you can go. I mean, we're just kind of posting the flyers for the shows there. Yeah. There's no, you know.
Yeah. Or a regular old-fashioned website, perhaps.
that may happen. I mean, I don't know what the point is anymore, but
yeah,
you know, when we have some songs put up there, we'll get that happening.
And we touched on it earlier. So are you are writing a little bit more, so just arranging stuff that you've written before with the rest of the band. When do you guys plan on recording, or is it just are you just waiting for the songs to ripen?
I'm ready.
I think pretty soon. Yeah.
What are you guys doing after this? No.
Well, I thought this was it.
Yeah.
This is going to be the album.
This is record the podcast, yeah. And that'll be it.
This will
schedules.
Be the,
it's hard to get everybody's demo. Schedules together. You know,
it's
true.
You know, believe it or not, this is actually good practice to be in the studios, have the headphones on, and be doing this. Because we can actually, on stage, you can hear each other, but you can't really hear each other unless you have like a phenomenal sound system.
Right.
And Plush is one of those only places, and maybe Congress, are the only two places that we will be playing and have played that have that kind of sound system where we can actually hear each other.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when you put the headphones on, you're this closely knit, you can really hear what everybody's doing. And right. So it's got that, it already has that studio atmosphere.
So if we can do this once a week for the next
Yeah.
Let's come back next
the
Monday.
The house band.
All right, well, how many more songs do you guys have to play?
Three.
Three have actually four. We could do four.
Or four. Okay. Four. We have four.
If you have time for that.
I think we do. We should finish up here at about 9:57. So that's a little less than 20 minutes.
Okay.
And if you want to talk, if we won't fill up the whole time, we can come back and talk to you. So. Great. All right.
Thank you very
much.
Brooklyn.
Yep.
Yeah.
Again, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to 91.3 KXCI. I am live in Studio 2A with Silver Bell.
My favorite borough, by the way.
Oh, awesome. It's the best.
So this is actually one of the newest songs, and it's called The Station.
Great.
Go wrong, and then you did me wrong.
really great having you guys in studio. You're listening to Silver Bell. I am Brooklyn. This is Locals Only. And we've got to finish it up with one song. Thanks, guys.
Just wanted to throw it out there to my wife, my baby. Love you.